everyone. I'm really sorry. I'm out here in a t-shirt. I should have more respect for you guys. Hold on one sec. I know you guys liked nudity on the last show. We're going to cover my arms up. This is a good Christian show. Come on in, ladies. Keep your legs together. I mean, not you specifically. I'm just saying, you know, we don't want any... Sorry, was that misogynistic?
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Keith Lowell Jensen, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You look wonderful. Can everyone hear him?
You look very nice as well.
Thank you. Keith Lowell Jensen, he's a local comedian, but he travels all over the place. He also invented Black Eyed Peas. The band and the canned...
I didn't get him patented, though. So.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Keith, you have an album out on... Hulu and iTunes.
I got four, bitch.
Okay, the most recent. You cunt. No, I'm sorry. You called me a bitch.
It's the all misogyny show.
Yeah, that's
Atheist Christmas on Hulu is Atheist what I'll Christmas. Be plugging this evening.
Okay, that'll be the. Is that free?
Is it free? Hulu is free-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could
pay money to watch it without commercials.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, check that out. Atheist Christmas. If you're an atheist. And like Christmas, you'll love.
No, you don't. You don't have to be an atheist to enjoy it.
No,
I don't know. It's pretty Christian friendly and Muslim friendly. But those damn Buddhists better not watch it. Oh, those Buddhists!
Thank you for being here, Keith. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
John Gamora, we have
hi
in the second seat. Thank you for. Oh, hey. He brought his own following.
Hey.
I am my fan.
So. John Gamora, thanks for coming. You invented Paul Mitchell hair products.
I did invent Paul Mitchell hair products.
Which is weird.
I run the school that is above the Baja Fresh garden, you guys.
Okay.
So come on in. I'll cut your hair.
All right. John Gamora, thank you for coming. You don't have anything to sell.
I have no albums. No,
okay, no albums?
You could sell my albums.
I can sell Keith's albums.
You each could sell one of Keith's albums.
I'll glue my face onto Keith's album.
Different without. Right down the line there in playing third or second fiddle, depending on how you're looking at the stage. Johnny Taylor. Yeah. Johnny Taylor. Also has a comedy album out, Tangled Up in Plaid, on Stand Up Records.
Sure
both,
do.
Yeah, both him and Keith are on the same label.
We're label mates.
You're label buddies.
Label buddies.
Label pals.
Label pals. Yeah, it's called Tangled Up in Plaid. Go download it, listen to it on Spotify. Do some shit.
Yeah, you should do that. Johnny Taylor invented laughter. No one had ever laughed before.
You know, it's weird.
He released that album.
You said Gamora said that he runs the Paul Mitchell.
Yes.
Above the Baja Fresh.
Yeah.
Which would mean my girlfriend technically works for John Gamora.
Oh my God.
Her girlfriend.
You guys are like Eskimo brothers.
Above the Baja Fresh.
Full circle, guys.
I had no idea. You look so young.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, John.
John Gamora, a pusher's not supposed to use their own product.
What?
Looks like he's got some Paul Mitchell going on.
Are you not supposed to use your
On the
product?
Podcast, they can't see his hair, can they?
That's
audience, is it extraordinary?
Yeah.
Yes. It's very good. John, would you do your magic trick for them, please?
Yeah, do it.
Oh, God. Okay.
We'll edit this out.
We'll edit it. Ready. Watch.
Home audience, he just made a mess of his hair.
Wait for it.
It is an ugly mess. And it's perfect again. It's perfect.
Wow.
Like that.
I don't know what that was.
Just a loop-de-loop on top of his head, some Jimmy Neutron shit.
That's really...
I was like the sports announcer.
That was very great. It is.
I'll be signing boobs after the show, you guys.
First ones he's ever touched.
Aww. All right.
To be fair, he doesn't want.
At the end, we have Jesse Jones. We've wasted enough time. Let's play Stab.
Yeah.
This first segment is called This Was Today Once. Each of you were given a few events that actually happened on this date today. Keith Lowell Jensen. On this date, 1827, the first Mardi Gras celebration in Constantinople is founded by Emperor Theo-something, the second.
Theodosius, you're making those sound like they were one event.
Well, I'm just reading what I wrote.
So the Mardi Gras celebration happened in
New Orleans, right? The first one happened in 425, the University of Constantinople was founded by some dude because his wife told him to do it.
In a totally different neighborhood.
Totally different neighborhood. What did you do to celebrate these events that I just mentioned?
Well, Emperor Theodosius the second is no longer around, I assume. But I have a neighbor named Theodore, so I had a beer with him, and I gave him some beads to show me his tits. Okay. He was just mowing his lawn with his shirt off, and I threw some beads at him. And also, his name's Frank, and I don't drink beer.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
John Gamora, today...
Wait, was that good?
Yes, that was good, yes. Would you validate this man, please? Okay. John Gamora, today is International Polar Bear Day. Also on this date, 1919, American Association of the Hard of Hearing forms in New York City. Tell me, how did your celebration go in regards to these events in tandem?
I don't know, when they give two different, like, this is, it's you have to celebrate two things in one day, you guys.
Right, that's the premise.
That's the premise. You have to celebrate it. But I did, like, I started, like, took a morning to do the first one and then an afternoon to do the second one.
Okay.
Because, like, you can't multitask sometimes you can't. So in the morning, I took a trip out to the ocean and for Polar Bear Day, National Polar Bear Day, I threw a single ice cube into the water. And it was like, it's not like one of the ice tray ones. It's just one of the ones from the automatic machine. And I took it and I threw it there because I'm giving back to the polar bears, because if you guys don't know that their ice is melting or something.
Yeah, all of or the, something, yeah.
Because of all of the...
Jews?
Oil? I think it's all, Jews too. Mostly Jews, partly oil. It's like the olive oil, the sesame oil, the almond oil, the Paul Doyle. all those oils, you guys.
Paul Doyle.
And then for celebrating the National Hard of Hearing Association, I slowly, really slowly, twisted one out while watching all of Marley Matlin's scenes for ABC's Family's Switched at Birth.
Twisted one out?
Twisted one out.
I don't know what that means. Is that a marijuana reference or a masturbatory thing?
That is...
Or both.
Is that how deaf people jack off? Or they twist their...
Twist one out. I think because it's like sign language. Twist.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
I never thought I was gay until this minute, but suddenly I really want John Gamora to...
Twist one off?
Yeah,
okay.
Twist
you
off. We'll wait. Doing that after the show as well, you
guys.
There
we go. Get twisted.
Get twisted, y'all.
But I feel like it's important.
Twist again.
Okay.
You guys are stepping on all of my lines.
We are.
Because the last thing that I'm going to do to celebrate the National Hard of Hearing Day is twist one out while listening to Most Deaf.
Okay.
Most Deaf.
Thank you. Very good. Johnny Taylor, on this date, 1980, Chelsea Clinton, American journalist, was born. In 1922, a challenge on the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution allowing women the right to vote is rebuffed, sorry ladies, by the Supreme Court of the United States in Lesser versus Garnett. How about that? Does rebuffed means rejected? Okay.
Well, two-parter. I celebrate Chelsea Clinton's birthday. The same way I celebrate every other day. Just thankful that I don't look like her.
Oh. She is ugly.
She's hideous.
I mean, she...
Rebuffing a woman's right to vote. Obviously, that's not a good day. I mean, just imagine what 51% of the population could do to affect change in our political structure. I'm sure there would have at least been 3 women presidents by now. I mean, figuring that women in America are actually the majority and such, they'd be paid equal wage by now for sure. Maybe even more. It's just sad that it never happened. Oh, wait. It did? Odd that that stuff never happened then.
Women, I think you deserve an equal wage, okay?
Presidents have gotten better looking.
I do.
Oh, yeah, they have.
That happened.
Yeah. That's weird that one shit out Chelsea, though.
Oh, man. This has got really mean
on that shit. She, I think Chelsea's cute.
She blossomed. She blossomed. She was an ugly child.
Yeah, she had an ugly duckling phase, certainly. But she's not bad.
She got through it.
She blossomed.
She blossomed.
She blossomed into looking unfuckable more than
Oh, God. More than
blossom. Like, blossom is pretty ugly.
Oh, God.
And Chelsea Clinton. Like, blossom makes Chelsea Clinton look like Miss Milkbone.
Whoa.
Like,
okay.
Who thinks Chelsea's cute?
Chelsea Paul.
Who's
Chelsea Paul?
Who's right. ever lied on a fucking survey?
All right. We're going to get through this show. I don't care.
Power and
Jess, thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you. Johnny. Jesse Jones, in 2004, the initial version of the John Jay Report, which detailed sexual abuse scandal paper from the Catholic Church, it was released in 2004. Also, this happened in 1932. Elizabeth Taylor was born. What'd you do to celebrate both of those days?
Well, this is actually an invitation from 1977 to a Golden Age of Hollywood-themed party at the Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church on Sunset Boulevard, which was submitted as possible evidence of impropriety in the John Jay Report. Ahem. Hey, cats and kittens. If you got this slip in your mitts, then you're on the tick to the frolic pad tonight for a real stone gasser. Celebrating the ritz and glitz, glamour and pizzazz of the golden age of underage touch and go. It's gonna be tops and bottoms. A real Fifth Avenue affair. The cat's pajamas minus the pajamas. And you'd have to be a penthouse resident of the bug bin to miss this star-studded greet and grope. Whether you're goofy for dragging a hoof with the teeny boppers or carry a torch for a cute little biscuit of a bell polisher. So much 40s slang, guys.
That's a lot. I feel like we need a music bed. I wish I would have known.
But carry a torch for a cute little biscuit of a bell polisher. Don't be a fuddy-duddy. There's plenty of eager beavers willing to kick up their heels and pet your slacks.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't do it.
You're responsible.
The blessed giggle water will be flowing, and the hairless gams of these hotsy-totsy pew-few will be askew for your view and a touch or two. So whether you're an old hat at the two-digit chickle, or this is your first shuffle at the knuckle party, one thing's for sure. There won't be a dry seat in the house. Leave the collars at home, but don't forget to bring a bib. Because them's what can are going to throw noodle juice all over your concentrated kisses.
Oh, my God. We did.
We got through that.
That was This Was Today. This is Stab. This next segment is called Reorganization. It's a family favorite. Take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who does it now represent? Today's acronym, gentlemen, is DHS, Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Keith Lowell-Jensen, what does DHS now stand for?
Well, it's the same organization. They just updated their name to Department of Homeland Superiority.
Mm.
And they're just now going to be much more out front about their xenophobia and racism.
Okay. Very good. Lisa, I'm glad they're shut down. Thank you, John Gamora. DHS, what does it now stand for?
DHS stands for Dakota's Horror Story. It's the horrifying life of child celebrity Dakota Fanning, realizing that she was not cast in FX's American Horror Story, probably because Ryan Murphy thinks she's overrated.
Deep cut, Gamora.
That was very specific, yes.
Deep cut.
Thank you, John Gamora, Johnny Taylor. DHS, what does it stand for?
It stands for Dirty High School.
Okay.
It's like a regular high school, but the bitches are hella slutty. All
right. Let's go there.
So continuation high school, essentially.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Didn't we already live that?
Dirty high school.
Jesse Jones, DHS. What does it now stand for?
I just noticed I'm apparently doing voices throughout the show. So DHS is actually short for Delightfully Hairy Sirs.
Okay.
Our tri-monthly single gentleman's mixer caters to the discerning fellow of hirsute fondness and is devoted to the bringing together of estimable chaps of a certain follicular robustness and those which whose personal preferences favor the lush, full, masculine landscape, ranging from wispy and downy to coarse and matted. There is a consistency and density for any and all tastes. This Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., the Shagpilers will be holding their annual comb holder competition, featuring the return of last year's champion Larry Klein, the record holder in the pubis discipline, with a staggering 3.5 boxes of number 8 barber's combs. Hidden amongst his... he said he's been teasing out his bush all week in anticipation of defending his crown.
Very good. That was reorganization. Yeah. This is Stab, still. This next segment is called Write a Poem About It. However, we alter it each episode to Write a Feminist Poem About It. Each of you were given subjects to write poems on. I'm going to go down the list. Keith, you were given skinhead pornography. Write a feminist poem about that. John Gamora, you were given babies. Johnny Taylor, you were given pop and lock.
Fuck yeah.
Jesse Jones, you were given Big Brother. We're going to go ahead and start with Keith Lowell Jensen and his feminist poem about skinhead pornography.
What makes it a feminist poem is reading it like this. Is that right? Did I?
I'm not a feminist. I don't know.
With her head shaved, save for a blonde fringe, she is the goddess, fierce goddess. Her strap-on glistening, no lube. Real love requires no more than spit. She pegs her proud Aryan man. She gives him her mighty shaft. She knows just what to do, mainly not to mention to him that she is a Jew.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
Well, it's not anti-Semitic. She's
right.
Fucking him in the ass. I mean, she's
right.
Sort of getting the one up on the.
It was really good.
No, we got it.
John Gamora, please have written a feminist poem in regards to babies.
Babies. This one is called. Let me find the title. This one is called "Beastly Fighter in Calico."
Okay.
Men are big babies, coiled in thought, boiled in a sweet hatred, thick as the sick. A calico wraps my hair, not straight like a typical woman. I am a beastly fighter, subjugated to domestics, the infantile rotund and umbilical lynx, a seminal ambuscade tying the woe to man. Men will blast us down from the binds where we swing in our calico, the flagellation of an Amazon, a long phallic whip comes down upon the oppressed woman, a beastly fighter in calico, a shrieking battle cry, shrikes take to the sky, beseeching Athena to bequeath the beastly fighters in calico of her diadem. To indulge in the great works of the past, girls who read are the ones to breed. I will flee, we will flee. Harborage found in a dykey dive bar located off Boxwood to stop myself from having a fucking baby. Thank you.
Very good, very good. All right. That was not a feminist poem because you laughed. They don't laugh. Yeah, you would.
Did you steal that from Jamie's notebook?
You missed your calling. You missed your calling. Johnny Taylor, please have written a feminist poem in regards to Pop and Lock.
Pop and Lock.
Pop and Lock.
This one, I called it Untitled. that means I didn't title it.
Right.
Oh, hey, hip-hopper guy. You seem like you treat women with respect. Yeah, right. I bet you'd pop me in the mouth and lock me in the closet. I bet you're the kind of guy that would dance all over equality. Maybe you'd even call me a bitch while you did the robot. You were kind of cute, though. Don't tell anyone if we make out. You're pretty good at this, hip-hopper guy. I'd let you do the centipede on my unkempt love box any day. End.
That was right, a feminist poem about it. Yeah, no, you guys just, yeah, no, everyone's falling off. It's fine. This is good. This is good.
Seems like I wrote this for nothing, though.
Wait, that's right. We still have one left.
Yeah. They were confused by your skipping over your own goddamn setup in this show.
Yeah. I've had half a beer.
Oh. Well. And okay. It's gluten-free.
It is gluten-free. I didn't know that. I just like the color. That's how I pick my sports teams. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Jones... We're going to go back into that segment.
Sure.
Called Write a Feminist Poem About It. You're going to be reading a poem in regards to Big Brother. Yeah. Big Brother?
Now I hope it was worth making you go back. This sort of ended up in Keith's style of feminist poetry, I guess. Sort of a slammy poem.
Slammy poem.
All right. Well, damn. Ain't that just like a man? To think that only he can skim and scan our personal privacy without even the eyes to see that their very own wives would be superior in every way. So move over, mister, because here comes Big Sister, watching your every move. But here comes the twister. The general gist here is that we've really got nothing to prove. We don't even have to know or even have evidence at all to show that we're wise to just what you did. All we really have to do is slowly shake our head at you, and you just spill to us whatever you hid. Because you see, all-powerful he, you're not really the one that's in power. The real means of persuasion and control of the nation is held in our delicate flower. So go on, big brother, tell us another of how you're so big and so strong. We'll just be here without a shiver of fear, knowing that you know that you're wrong.
Very good, very good. That was the end of that segment. This is the beginning of a new segment called the Top 5 Searches Of. The Top 5 Google Searches Of. And I swear to God, this was written 3 days ago. The Top 5 Google Searches of Leonard Nimoy's Heart. Leonard Nimoy's Heart.
Three days ago. We got the email 3 days ago.
You did, but then they didn't. It was written 3 days ago. let's hear the top five Google searches of Leonard Nimoy's heart. If Leonard Nimoy's heart could search Google, what would it search?
Search one, how not to stop.
Okay, that's good.
Search two, how to start again once stopped. Search three, is a machine about to take your job? Search for Spock Kirk erotic fan fiction. The heart wants what the heart wants. And search five, what color is the fucking dress? I mean, why would his heart want to know, like the rest of us?
Even on his deathbed. John Gamora, top five Google searches of Leonard Nimoy's heart.
What's the Big Bang Theory? Will Shatner's third wife name? Leonard Nimoy quotes. Sometimes you need a pick-me-up. You just need a pick-me-up. Why did Leonard Nimoy stop using me? Wait, am I really Spock?
All right, very good.
Book.
I get it. I got you. Johnny Taylor, top five Google searches of Leonard Nimoy's heart.
It's pretty obvious. First one, how come I stopped working?
Oh.
How do I get a new one of me?
A new what?
One of me.
A new one of me. Okay. Everyone's sad.
Is there any way you can put me in William Shatner's body?
Oh.
I went with, is the dress blue and black?
Okay.
Obviously.
Very good. Possibly. He was curious.
And is heaven real?
Oh. This show took a turn that it usually
probably
does.
Probably not, you guys.
Probably not.
He's just dead now.
Jesse Jones, bring us home on the top five.
This may have been taken literally.
Nice disclaimer.
Search one. Badum. Two. Badum. Third search. Bup. Ba-dump dump. Search number four. Ba-dump dump dump dump.
Oh my god.
It's the best reaction I could have ever gotten. Search five. Bup.
That was the top five Google searches of. This is Still Stab. This brings us to the last segment of this show, the first half of the show. Don't you motherfuckers leave. This next segment is called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional, whichever you choose. Dating Profiles. Keith Lowell Jensen, you were given poop, right? The dating profile of poop. John Gamora, you were given the dating profile of the American flag. Johnny Taylor, you were given the dating profile of a subject I know you know well, the Del Taco menu.
Fuck yeah.
We just went to Del Taco. That's why I was drunk. And Jesse Jones, you were given the profile to write from the perspective of road rage. We're going to start with Keith Lowell Jensen. Please give us the dating profile of poop.
It's so funny you gave me poop because I like had this battle for the last 2 days. My five-year-old is in her poop phase.
Wait, what's the poop phase?
She just talks about poop.
Okay, I was like smearing it on her. That's not a phase.
And you have to not laugh because then you're encouraging them. And when she's singing the Kinks, stop while you're sobbing. When she's singing stop while you're pooping. That's fucking funny.
That is funny.
And then now here I'm going to do. This is really dumb. I wrote this leaning on the bar out there. They just couldn't come up with this one. I was like, oh, eventually, okay. Poop's dating profile. You know, you can just have me on your dick. No need to deal with an asshole. So you skip the...
I got what you...
Right. Yeah, it's bad.
No, it was really good. Keith Lowell Jensen. Thank you very much, Keith. Let's hear it for Keith for being on the show.
Right.
What's that?
I can leave now.
We have to know, what's your...
Twitter.
What's I like this button. Please bear with me.
You can finish with that.
No, but what's your...
Twitter.
Twitter's at Keith Lowell, which is spelled L-O-W-E-L-L.
All right, thank you. It's good to know that you're on...
Twitter.
Fantastic. Thanks, Keith. John Gamora, please have written a dating profile of the fictional and or non-fictional The American Flag.
Okay. The American flag is, poly, into a lot of people. I'm a bigger girl, a few pounds overweight, an older woman who knows what she wants, getting back into the game since things with Texas aren't looking too great. Dating me can be a hassle. You can't get rid of me or let me touch the ground, because that's, you know, a sin or something. I like cold brew coffee, faux equality, and illegals. My pet peeves are flag-burning liberals, Keith Lowell Jensen.
No, it's fair.
Okay, that was it. That was the end of your...
What a weird end.
That was a... There was no indication that that was over.
Holy shit. Real cliffhanger.
Thank you.
John Gamora, do you have a...
Twitter.
I think it's at John Gamora.
Okay, you think? Okay,
bad
good.
Sign.
No H at all.
Okay, good. That's right. And either, okay. Johnny Taylor, please have written a dating profile from the perspective of the Del Taco menu.
Okay. Age 51.
Okay.
100% match with your brain. 0% match with your asshole. Looking for very short-term relationship. You'll be ditching me and looking for a bathroom very soon. Bio. I'm cheap and super easy. You can come and see me at all hours of the night, and I'll have something super appealing for you, especially if you're drunk or stoned. In fact, if you're an alcoholic or a binge drinker, I won't judge. In fact, you're just my type. Favorite movie? Fatso. Least favorite movie? Fast Food Nation. Favorite TV show? Man vs. Food. Least favorite show? The Biggest Loser. Message me if you want to live fast and die young. Delicious. There's no more.
Very good.
Are
thank
we
you.
Are supposed to end with Keith Lowell Jensen?
Yes, Keith Lowell Jensen. Johnny Taylor.
Our weirdest clap ever.
Johnny, do
How
you...
How are you guys still here? I would have left 20 minutes ago. What's
that? Oh, Johnny...
Show's going on.
Do you have a Facebook?
Facebook? I don't fuck with Facebook.
Okay, how about MySpace?
Yes.
Tumblr?
No Tumblr.
Foursquare?
You know I have a Foursquare, John.
Do you?
I check in with Del Taco.
All right. Twitter. What is it?
At Hipsterocracy.
Okay, how do you spell that?
H-I-P...
Stop.
S-T-E-R-O-C-R-A-C-Y.
C-Y. Very good. Thank you, Johnny Taylor. Thank you.
I won.
Ding. Jesse. Yeah. Jesse Jones, bring this show home with you. Please have written a dating profile, the fictional or non-fictional, from the perspective of road rage.
Sure.
Road rage.
Should it be candid? So it just look like I don't see you like you're out of the corner of my eye.
Looks all right.
Okay. User fucking merge then I-80. What I'm looking for, everyone, ages 15 and a half to 82. Near me for short term dating. Myself summary. I'm just looking for someone confident. Someone who really knows what they want and doesn't leave me guessing what the hell's going on in their head. What I'm doing with my life. Just sitting here with my thumb up my ass while you figure out what the fuck you're doing, I guess. I'm really good at screaming at the top of my lungs at a world that refuses to listen. And inventing new curse words. Favorite movies, books, shows, music, food. Smokey and the Bandit. The Fast and the Furious series, book the California DMV New Driver's Handbook, and Dukes of Hazzard. Six things I can never live without. Fucking turn signals, wing mirrors, and two strong middle fingers. I spent a lot of time thinking about trying to explode people with my mind. How fucking hard is this? God damn. On a typical Friday night, I am losing my shit like fucking nonstop. From 4:30 to 6. Just, oh God. It's almost over, guys. You should message me if you've got any fucking clue what the hell you're doing with your life. You can't tell your, and if you can tell your goddamn left from your motherfucking right. You know when to take it slow, but you're not afraid to really cut loose. No double wides or tailgaters.
Just say Keith Lowell Jensen.
It's true. You know what, guys? This first episode of Stab is over. He doesn't have a Twitter. He hardly is. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the first episode of Twitter here at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Get a beer. We'll be right back with your second group of people. One more time for Keith Lowell Jensen, John Gomora, Johnny Taylor, Jesse Jones. Check us out at Stab Show on Twitter or stabforgold.com. We'll be right back.